Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ivan DeJesus. Batting second. The right fielder, Scott Thompson. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Ontiveros. Batting seventh. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Lamp. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dennis Lamp. And now, play ball. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott takes first base on ball four. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Scott trying to get to third. Kingman throws the ball into Ontiveros, who tags Scott for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is hit by the pitch. Dawson moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive off the glove of DeJesus, and into shallow left field. Carter reaches second base with a double. Dawson scores. Perez moves to third. It's 1-0, Expos. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus takes first base on ball 4. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DeJesus. The throw from Carter and he is out, Scott applying the tag. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up towards third. Ontiveros settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos won, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore hits a line drive into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dennis Lamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. DeJesus bunts towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. Lamp moves to second. One out. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogers covering, for the out. Lamp moves to third. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buckner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez juggles the ball. That's an error on Perez. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0 for 1 in the game. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foote hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros juggles the ball. That's an error on Ontiveros. Rogers moves to second. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 2 in the game. Cromarty hits a line drive towards short. DeJesu reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 1 in the game. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dennis Lamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lamp takes first base on ball 4. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. DeJesu hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Dawson strikes out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Perez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Perez moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Perez scores. Valentine moves to second. It's 2-0, Expos. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Valentine scores. Parrish moves to second. It's 3-0, Expos. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson strikes out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Buckner moves to second. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Buckner moves to third. Kingman moves to second. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0-for-2 in the game. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-3 in the game. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cromarty moves to second. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dawson takes first base on ball 4. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Perez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cromarty moves to third. Dawson moves to second. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cromarty scores. Dawson scores. Perez moves to second. It's 5-0, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry White now playing right field. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foote hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-2 in the game. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Biotner pinch hits for Dick Tidrow. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, DeJesu hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Biotner moves to third. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogers covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buckner moves to second. Sam Mejias pinch runs for Dave Kingman. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Buckner moves to third. One out. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0-for-3 in the game. Ontiveros hits a line drive towards the mound. Rogers catches it and throws to first to double up Martin. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Sam Mejias now playing left field. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Dawson strikes out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Perez hits a line drive into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-3 in the game. Sizemore hits a line drive into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson pinch hits for Guillermo Hernandez. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.